this. I've been chasing counterfeits and trying to find a fix, but all that I was missing was you. My hope was running out until you came around and showed me there was nothing to prove. Some would say it's unexplainable, but I know, yeah, I know what you can do. Hollywood, nah.
In my life, yeah, it was you all along. I know I belong, I'm right where I'm loved.
Watch for faces, real love, and it took time. Been chilling down in Florida, having good times. Running your race, can't get all checked. Don't got a front when you got my back. Let's go.
Oh, you're changing my altitude. Your love is a whole new mood. Something I can put my faith in.
Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 3, as written in the New King James Version, NKJV. And reads, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The message is entitled, Lord, Establish My Plans. Lord, Establish My Plans. Oftentimes, we initiate a plan of work with what we believe are within our good intentions. Then something happens, and we seem to become derailed from the course that we thought we were on. Something didn't seem right. In actuality, it wasn't right, but we rationalized it away. But still, we somehow justify what we do. Our own justification is more often inaccurate than it is accurate. Did we take the time to consider if our plan was in harmony with what God's Word teaches about truth? Did we ask God to transform our plan for a greater good? Did you pay close attention to your attitude when you initiated your plan? Scripture says, we set ourselves up to fail when we don't commit our plans to God. Instead of working for God, our plan or project turns out to be one that we are doing for ourselves. Our plan is not transformed, neither is it established. There are some people who give God control of their plan or project initially. Then the moment something doesn't go their way, they dash in front of God to take back the control of the matter at hand. Was their plan a success? Then there are those who commit the task completely to the Lord. They put forth no effort themselves, and they scratch their heads and wonder why they did not succeed. They wonder why their plan wasn't established. So when committing your work to the Lord, be dedicated to the plans and to the task that He has chosen to give to you. Be intentional about working along with God as He works along with you. Ask God to transform your work to make sure that these tasks, plans, and assignments are from God. And we do this by testing them to see if they parallel with God's truth. Ask God specifically to transform your work so that it will have a greater positive influence on everyone it touches. Lord, establish my plans. And always thank God for transforming and establishing your plans. Amen. The closing song is entitled Proverbs 16:3, Commit Your Work to the Lord by Jumpstart 3.
Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established.
Come on, everybody sing it.
Commit your works to the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established.
Commit.
Challenged for whatever reasons and are unable to read God's word for themselves. Then there are others who enjoy listening to the scriptures being read or sung. I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word .eprn.us, and I am elated to be counted among personalities as Alexander Scorby, James Earl Jones, and Victory Boyd, who meets the needs of God's people in this capacity.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well-sought-after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes, and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.